This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Well played, Dylon. Well played, Lenny Kravitz in jeans or leather jeans. Yes.
A lot of people are unhappy with Dylon right now.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Unhappy because they're just sick of Dylan being a hater. They're like, look, man, get over it. Don't be hating, you Drake lover. Tell Dylan to stop being salty. That's from Mr. Mark Raven Beats, and then also our boy Eric Rogers, who does the Falcons push-ups, who probably, you might want to be careful. Because old Mr. Rogers, he's swole.
I ain't scared of Mr. Rogers
or
nobody.
You better be, especially when, you know, being an Eagles fan like you are.
I'm not an Eagles fan, first off. Diehard Falcons fan. This is what I got to say.
Where are you going
tomorrow?
They're
coming for you via Bo's Twitter.
This is what I have to say real quick in response to that nonsense. All I have to say is, get over the Kendrick Lamar in the Super Bowl. It's over with now. Guess what? Drake is coming back to reclaim his top spot. He's dropping tonight at midnight or tomorrow, whatever you want to say.
Of course he's dropping it on Valentine's
Day.
Him
and Party Next Door are dropping. Yeah. It's a Valentine's Day catered album.
Sure
it's called Some Sexy Songs for You.
So
it's him and Party Next Door.
You think a guy dropping a Valentine's Day album is going to put him back at the number one rap album?
It is because it's Drake. And he's going to have some turnt up songs on there as well. He said that.
So he took the stage at one of his recent concerts with a sweatshirt that had a bunch of
bullet holes.
Yes, with smoke coming out.
Yep.
Sure. He's taking
wasn't
all
it on
the
Sunday?
Shots.
No, that wasn't Sunday.
Oh, okay.
I think that was when he first started his tour.
That wasn't after the Super Bowl.
No,
people
it wasn't after the Super Bowl.
People just recirculating that just because.
Yes. So
symbolic.
Kendrick Lamar's time is come and gone. That Drake allowed him to have because, you know, he dissed Drake. So Kendrick really has Drake to thank
that
for all
nice
of his
of
recent
nice
success. Exactly.
You are
giving
delusional.
Him some clout. And now Drake is about to reclaim his spot. So it's all good.
You know,
so tell them to get
is,
over it.
They're probably playing all y'all. This is like the NWO versus somebody or like DX versus
you say
the
everyone's
Art
getting
Foundation.
Paid under the table.
Yeah, you know who's getting paid? Record companies because they're in cahoots with Gather. They're all in this together.
But wait,
this is no more than a stage thing like the WWE.
But wait, let me ask you this, because I hear you on certain elements of entertainment and all that being staged. But then when I think about this situation, I mean, he's got like grandmas, like people like singing the Not Like Us song by Kendrick, the Grammys. People were like laughing at like he's been made in a way to be kind of like the laughing stock, the joke's on him right now. So you're saying that you or somebody would willingly be the butt of all the jokes to secretly get paid under the table for the sake of entertainment.
Do you think it's any coincidence that Kendrick Lamar, whose record company paid for him to be at the Super Bowl, does that as he is about to release a new tour with SZA, from what I hear? Is there any coincidence with that? And then literally 4 days later, one of the focal points, I know that there was many messages, one of the focal points in his halftime show, which was Drake, just so happened. happens to be releasing an album 4 days later. You telling me there's no coincidence with that at all? Because Tiffany,
I'm not saying there's not. I'm just asking questions.
You and I, and Mike, I think a little bit too, because Mike's a little bit
probably
younger
not,
than us.
But I don't know where you're going.
We grew up in an era where there really was beef between rappers, West Coast, East Coast. Remember? You know, I mean, that was real. That was real. This is the fake wannabe 2024/5 version of it, where you got one guy wearing jeans that I wore, like Sydney on Twitter said, those are nothing but JNCOs. Yeah, right. Dressed like a Rough Rider, which DMX, you know, that's him. And they're out here having this fake war where they're talking trash to each other, and then I'm going to release a love album. That's what Drake's response is. Yeah, this is all staged.
There's going to be some turned up songs.
You can miss me. We grew up in the real era of where there was beef in the musical industry.
Yeah, I can't say I can go there with you. I have no idea about the East Coast versus West Coast
beef. You didn't know East Coast, West Coast?
No, man, I think I was a little bit...
Even now?
I was more Gulf Coast. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, like... Yeah, I know that there was beef. I couldn't tell you any details.
This man said more Gulf Coast. Yeah.
I mean, it just is what it is.
I mean...
It is what it is. Like, I don't know what to tell you, man. It just wasn't okay. Something.
Well,
I mean,
if Day Day was here,
what year are we talking about? The East Coast West Coast beef.
So.
What are we talking about? Early 90s?
Mid 90s. Mid to late 90s.
I mean, I was 7 years old in the mid 90s.
There was a lot of stuff went on. Tupac, you know, all was a middle.
Those are formative years, man. I wasn't, you know, you were a little bit older than me, a little bit ahead of my time, and probably more in that music learning stage of your life. That's okay.
All right, let's bring it back to football and some mock drafts. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We touched on Field Yates' mock draft. Of course, Field Yates for ESPN. At 1, he has the Titans taking Travis Hunter. 2, the Browns taking Abdul Carter. 3, the Giants taking Cam Ward. 4, the Patriots taking Will Campbell. 5, the Jags taking Mason Graham. 6, the Raiders taking Shedeur Sanders. I'll stop there, and I'm going to jump to 15 because we got to touch on Mike Green, who Field Yates has the Falcons taking at 15. So he's the edge rusher out of Marshall. He led the country with 17 sacks in 2024. And as Field said, you know he can get to the quarterback.
Yeah, and Falcons are obviously going to – and in the way Field breaks it down, the Falcons are going to have to take him because Tyler Warren will go off the board at 14, the tight end from Penn State.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm sure everybody jump on board with that one.
Now, in all seriousness, to Mykael Williams and Jalen Walker are
yeah.
off the board at 7 and 8 in that. Yep. That and so Mike Green is, in a lot of people's eyes, the best edge rusher available at that point for the Falcons. And that's kind of the way Field Yates is looking at it. And also, one note is a name that has been rumored. Will Johnson, the cornerback.
There you go.
Is also...
He might be related to Spencer Schwarber.
Well, I butchered names yesterday, and it wasn't even enunciations like I normally do. It was just I couldn't get anybody's name.
I was like, I don't think that's what he means. But
no. So I'm a guy that likes to get on point, Michael. Yeah. I'm a guy that likes Mike Green. I think he. You look at what he did. He led the FBS in 17 and a half sacks. Really good first step. He's this guy that has a speed rush, but also has power. I don't know if he'll translate. I know you say, well, he played at Marshall. Yeah, he also destroyed Will Howard at Ohio State when they played early in the season. He also did well against Virginia Tech, who I don't know their tackle's name. Sorry. But the fact of the matter is he played well. This is a guy that started his college career at Virginia, transferred to Marshall, and he got better every single year. When I'm not comparing him to Khalil Mack, but it kind of reminds me. That's how you pronounce his name. I heard it on the TV broadcast.
Well, he was ready for that smoke. He laughed at him. He's like, no, I'm ready.
I wonder if he said it in a meeting.
He did.
Okay.
So, you know, I was paying attention.
All right. I'm just making sure.
No, you and I have had this back and forth about TV and stuff, you know, before. I can't remember who was in the game, but they called him Khalil, and I said, huh, that's not how they say his name. And then literally the analyst goes, yeah, and I'm calling him that because in the meeting he said it's actually Khalil, not Khalil. And I was like, well, we've been calling you Khalil your whole career, dude. Like, you're 14 years in the league now, right? 13 years. He came out the same year as Jake Matthews.
I wonder why did that come up in the...
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know.
He's a good dude. He's a good dude.
But it kind of reminds me of him, guys, because of the fact that he's small school, and he is just kind of flashes a little bit of a freak athlete.
Yeah, and you know what I like about Field Yates is, for his mock, because I think the one realistic part of this is there becomes a run on these guys, right? You get Mike Green at 15, kind of starts run. Shamar Stewart at 16, Walter Nolan at 17. You get a guard at 18, but then you go right back to edge at 19 with the Buccaneers getting James Pierce Jr. Then you go Genty, Dart, and you go right back to a couple of defensive tackles right in the mid-20s. Kind of starts a run. And I'm just to be frank, I don't know that Mike Green's at the top of my list of all these guys. I mentioned a second ago, I would love to have Walter Nolan. Walter Nolan, to me, the defensive tackle at Ole Miss. Now, he doesn't bring you the edge position, but he brings you a naturally gifted, violent defensive lineman at a spot where I think we are well below average, to be quite honest. I look at the opportunity. We've talked a number of times about contracts on the defensive front and some of the bodies we have on the defensive front. We weren't just bad rushing the passer. At times, we were god-awful stopping the run. And so when you look at it from that perspective, if there's a guy, you know, that you're not in love with at edge and you still can find Walter Nolan, then you know, put me on board for that. And I think that's one of the ways we'd go about it. Now, the only problem is you drafted several defensive linemen, interior defensive linemen, really this past season. So I don't know how that lines up. But Mike Green, for me, I'm just nervous because when we first started watching him, it was, is this guy a first-round draft pick? After that rep went viral at the Senior Bowl, it's like, is this guy even going to be there when the Falcons draft at 15? The film says he's a first-round prospect. I don't know, man. I have trouble with some of the other guys we watched of saying that that's the guy I want.
But isn't that where the combine kind of your workouts and your meetings set you apart?
It will. Yeah, we'll know a lot more, after that situation.
It is supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because you guys know what I am. I'm a guy that the thing I'm the best at is talking, and I admit that. I played sports.
Wasn't sure what was
wasn't
come
great.
Out of your
mouth. I've learned as much as I can about the game of football from guys that I've worked with, like the Dave Archers, the Randy Crosses of the world. You know, Randy McMichael and DJ Shock. Mike has helped me with the interior stuff to learn a lot about it. That's where I watched his stuff, and he's good. And he does the things you want. He's physical. He's fast. He can shed blocks in the run game. You're not blocking him with a tight end. Maybe an NFL tight end can do a little bit better, but everybody I saw tried to block him tight end wise. They were abused.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that. And I think that's one of the things you are going to have to separate. And that's why you go through this process. And that's why you go through private workouts. And that's why you go through the combine and everything else. So that one of these guys will rise to the top and you'll see some followers, but go run about that 4.5 140. Then you might, you'll probably move up my list to 15. Yeah.
An NFL superstar has been inspired by the Eagles and their Super Bowl championship. Find out what he's doing to help the team, his own team, next when we come back here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So big day for you partnered up, married up people here tomorrow.
Oh,
Valentine's Day falls on a Friday.
Ugh.
You yeah. people, that's what I said.
I've got beef too.
Maybe you've got some, that's actually probably a good thing if you are into Valentine's Day that it's on a Friday. And
if you're into I don't have any choice. I do have beef with my wife though. She's going out of town tonight. And I was like, hey, you know, since you're going to be out of town for Valentine's Day, you know, maybe I should stop by your work and, you know, eat lunch. And she lunch is her favorite part of the day. She gets to sit with her friends and kind of chat for like an hour and, you know, talk about things. And that's kind of where she catches up socially.
Oh, she blow you off?
She kind of hit me though with the, are you going to eat just me and you, or would we eat with everybody else? And I was like, dude, it's Valentine's Day thing. So this morning she sends me a text, and this is how she invites me to lunch, essentially. I didn't pack a lunch, just so you know. I did. Like, dude, what? Like, is that, I texted back, I said, is that an invitation? Like, you are cordially invited to bring me lunch, you know, so that you can hang out with me? I'm like, dude, what's the disrespect all about?
You guys are on different love languages, as Amy would like to tell
no
me.
No doubt.
And
no doubt.
You're to the extent, like, I listen to you tell stories about, like, your marriage, and I go,
yeah.
I go, God, it's like I'm listening to Amy talk to me about me and what I do to her. Because that's what it feels like. Because that's what I am.
The roles are reversed.
Yes. Yeah. Mike is definitely.
I would agree with that.
Lindsay, in Mike's marriage, Lindsay is me. And in my marriage, Amy is Mike.
You know what's funny, though? It was not always like that. It wasn't like that before we had kids. And now it's like her main focus is obviously not as much me as it used to be. And it's definitely the children. And
that bothers you.
She's a phenomenal mother.
How does that make you feel?
Yeah. Just keep poking in pride. I will say that I'll go ahead and tease it. I got something coming up at Mic'd Up that we'll do coming up at 7:40 that we started getting into a conversation yesterday about icks. And
is an ick.
It's something
it's a
like
thing on the socials that kids have established these days for like if you're going on a date with someone and let's say they keep touching their face, ick.
Well, it's just something that like is an absolute a non-starter for you in a relationship. You know what I mean? Like something that you could never handle in a significant other. And she basically was like, she pointed out one to her friends about me. And they were like,
"But you have one that she would be a non-starter."
It
now?
Would be if I asked her to do something that she was like, "Absolutely not! Not even for like $10,000."
Is hers the fact that you're really clingy?
No. Well, that would. I mean, I'm sure that that's probably an ick for a lot of people, though. It's funny because we started having that conversation. I'm like, "So you told your friends that you wouldn't, not even for $10,000, And so we'll get into that, Mike. But yeah, we had this long conversation yesterday about Valentine's Day and all this thing.
So you're going to lunch today with her?
Yeah, I am.
So does that mean we can't no afternoon race?
Yeah, we'll have to wait till I get home from lunch. She has requested a little bit of Jimmy John's, so I'll slide by there, pick something up, be really romantic.
And you feel slighted by?
I do.
I do. By your bromance?
Yeah. I mean,
can I quickly?
Well, I don't want to call it a bromance, but I like to get a race or two.
No, you want a racing date. That's what you want.
Well, yeah, it's better than racing by yourself.
You want commitment.
What's up, Dylan?
I just wanted to quickly mention that I'm actually kind of bummed about, obviously, Simone and I's Valentine's Day plans getting rearranged simply because I was really looking forward to it. We were going to go have dinner. I already had made reservations, and then we're going to go see the new Captain America movie. And now we can't do that, at least not on tomorrow. Because
don't cancel those reservations. Give those to somebody.
Yeah, that's true.
I actually should.
How did Where I get lost in the sauce?
Where are they at?
You.
Well, because we're going to, instead of being here, we're
going to
be
going to the Eagles parade.
Philly,
yes.
Where were you taking her?
Honestly, forgot the name.
I promise you, I did.
I have to look it up.
What kind of food?
I think it was just kind of like regular food. Like, to be completely honest with you, ever since the plans got changed, it completely has been out of sight, out of mind.
I got you.
You think Applebee's is going to give you a reservation away?
Yeah, man, straight up Longhorns. I would douse Longhorns.
It was something way nicer than that. It was something that she picked out, so it was nice.
Oh. Dude, yeah. I looked at Amy because we're doing a baby moon.
Where are you going?
We were going somewhere, and then Amy got mad because she couldn't get all of the things she wanted at the place we were going. It was at Edwards' place that we were going to go, and that they something was it Edwards, Old Edwards or whatever,
Old Edwards Inn. Yeah,
and she wanted like the massage, all these things, couldn't get it, so she she canceled it and then redid it, and so now we're just going to come to Buckhead. And we're going to go to this place where we can get like a couple's massage.
What do you mean she canceled it? You didn't make these plans?
No. She was like, I want to do this.
She's got enough going on right now, man.
Dude.
She doesn't need to be planning else baby moon.
Dude, she literally sent it to me. She goes, we're doing a baby moon. Here's where it's at. And I go, okay. So then she goes, I'm not doing this.
Question. Was baby moon even on your radar before this was sent to you? Did you even know what a baby moon is?
Of course.
Lies.
No,
that's a no.
Lies.
That's a no, but continue. I respect it because I'm with you.
Of course I did. Come on, Tiff. I knew everything about, you know,
babies.
The baby process of 9 months. And
the baby process.
And so we're going to do we're going to stay down here, and I think we're going to do like New York Prime or something, because that's a place that we used to go to a lot when we lived in Buckhead. Not a lot, but we would go there.
Before your life's about to change.
Well, we went there when we lived in Buckhead. And so, you know, because normally our place is Cherokee Chop House, but that if we're already down here, we'll go to New York
Makes
Prime.
Sense.
And so I told her, I was like, hey, I'm just going to get us a couple tomahawks, and I'm just going to grill Friday.
Y'all are some tomahawk eating justice.
Dude, I love it.
I ain't never seen anybody that loves tomahawk like you do.
That's my favorite cut is, you know, a tomahawk or a cowboy ribeye. Cowboy ribeye is a tomahawk, too. It's just the handle's cut off, you know. It's just, you know. But
so you're baby mooning here.
Yeah, we're going to baby moon in Buckhead. Right. We live in Woodstock. It's like, you know, it's like 30 minutes away, 40 minutes away, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a football team that stays 30 minutes outside of town from where they're playing. You know what I mean? It's a
yeah.
You're not actually there yet.
I mean, technically, I'm playing a road game. You know?
There you go.
I definitely will be that next morning after a nice little ribeye. My system.
Oh yeah, I'm done with you.
I thought you were going somewhere else. I thought you were going somewhere else.
Let's go in the huddle.
Gotta keep it clean, Mike.
Well, Joe Burrow, the Cincinnati Bengals quarterback, he did an interview with the Pardon My Take podcast. And so he was asked to describe how his five-year, $275 million contract extension, which was signed in 2023, could be altered to help give the Bengals extra salary cap flexibility to then sign wide receivers Jamar Chase and T. Higgins to lucrative extensions, which is what those guys are seeking. And he also went on to describe and reference the Philadelphia Eagles and how they were able to sign multiple players to veteran deals, despite also giving quarterback Jalen Hurts a contract extension that put him among the highest players in the league. So Joe's trying to find ways to get back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it's needed. I mean, this is the problem with the – this is the – I heard somebody say this, and I actually agree with it. Teams need to look at the quarterback situation and the edge rusher situation, that kind of thing, is that's a portion of our cap, and then the rest of it we have to play with. But I think at the same time, even those players in this position, you have to – find a way to get yours while being able to put a good team on. And that's where fans get messed up. And Mike, I want to ask, you know, I want to throw this back on you, is as fans, they hear, what's the difference in 5 years, 225, which keeps, you know, it's a $50 million there that you've left, and 5 years, 275. Well, $50 million freaking dollars. But when you get over 200-something, you know,
I mean, like, 50 million is 50 million.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, how much money do you need?
$20 is $20.
Well, it's the same. It's like me. I told you guys yesterday. If I would take the lottery right now, and if you said, well, you're not going to win the 174, which is the Powerball is, you're going to win the Mega Millions is 133.
Well,
okay.
Let me answer that by saying there are just NFL teams that are can-kicking NFL teams that'll just keep on kicking it down the road. The Eagles, obviously, that paid off for them. They've been one of those teams. The New Orleans Saints, it has not paid off for them in a long time, right? It's been 16 years for them, and they have a lot of money that's going to eventually come due in certain places. So you have to hit, and you have to strike when the time is right. But I agree with Joe Burrow. When you get a nucleus like that intact that you think can take you the distance, you do whatever is necessary to keep that, you know, that nucleus, you know, kind of intact. So I don't know. You don't sprinkle magic fairy dust on some of these things and act like they're going to happen. But when you have a franchise quarterback who's in, what is he in now? Going in year five or year six? That's taken you to a Super Bowl?
Seven, maybe.
Dude, really? Push that money. Push that money on out. Convert it to a sign-in bonus. Convert it down the road. Whatever you got to do. And make sure he is equipped with the weapons necessary to make sure he gets you back to where you want to go.
Boom. So Joe Burrow, again, when were they in the Super Bowl? What year was that?
That was 21 season going into 22.
Year, right? Yeah.
Because he was a 2020. So he had 21.
It was the second year.
This would be a sixth year. It was the second year. It was a 21 season though. Yeah. I remember because
it was the 20 draft. So yeah.
Yeah. I remember watching that those championship games.
Hey, we talked about it. The Saints. I know we have to go to break officially. Hiring Kellen Moore as their head coach. Dylan, if you see him at the parade tomorrow, because there has not been an official press conference yet, just saying.
Snap a pic and send it to us, Dylan.
I got you. I'll be on the lookout for him. Say, see, told
make sure you include your outfit in the photo so that we can have evidence.
That's fine. You're going to see a total neutral outfit. So
if I see a black t-shirt and I know that it's 40 degrees out, I know you took your Eagles hoodie off.
I will say this. Kellen Moore is still in New Orleans because last night he was at the Pelicans game with his family. So
interesting.
He might or might not be at that parade.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We'll get you caught up on the Hawks and a mic'd up.
Yeah, what is your ick from your significant other? And if you have anything on your list that was as disrespectful as what my wife said to me yesterday, and Godspeed. We'll hit that next on Mike Dubb. It's Sports Radio 910 The Game.
Do you want a chance to win the ultimate trip to Vegas? Well, then it's time to download the free Odyssey app for your chance to spend the first two rounds of the college basketball championship in Vegas with three friends. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to 92.9 The Game or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. This is a national contest. So if you want to go to Vegas, do everything I just said. All right, let's get you caught up on the Atlanta Hawks now. And this one came down to overtime. They come up short, 149-148 to the Knicks, with Jalen Brunson hitting the go-ahead jumper with about 11 seconds left on the clock.
I'm trying not to hang my head about it. The Hawks finish, 4-2 in their last six, and I believe, have been a lot better than most people thought they would after the trade deadline. And they added some nice pieces. And with the news coming out yesterday about Larry Nance's knee and Vete Krejci's lower back, the non-displaced lumbar fracture that happened within 30 seconds of each other in game time the other night. It's just, you're glad you made these trades. And so that's a 7.5-point dog going into last night's game. And you gave it a fight. You were down by six with, 8 seconds left, and Dyson Daniels works his magic, as does Trae Young, are able to get it back to even to send it to overtime. It's nothing to hang your head about. I'm not going to be worried about it. This team has, this team has a lot of home games coming up in the second, quote-unquote, half of the season. And they're playing at a higher level than I think a lot of people expected them to at this point with the pieces they've lost. So continue to work. Hopefully the shots start falling more than they did in the first quarter of the season. And with Dyson Daniels playing D, Get back to rolling. But last night, Carl Anthony Towns took over. Jalen Brunson did his thing. That's an offense that's hard to stop, and they were hard to stop last night.
And I've seen quite a few things good from the trades they made, where everyone said we've given, oh, look, their salary dump, they're done, they're bailing on the season. You know, look, Jalen Johnson's hurt. They don't care. They're not trying to get better. They did get better. I think they got better. I mean, you had 42 points from the three guys that you acquired in trades from DeAndre Hunter and Bogey. Now, yeah, Terrence Mann didn't have his best night, but he also, not shooting-wise anyways, I think it was 0-for-4 from the floor, but he added, what, 3 or 4 steals in the game last night? 6 rebounds, thanks, Dallon. But then you had Georges Niang and LeVert who dropped the other 41, and, I mean, you look at LeVert, he was close to a triple-double last night, and that's off the bench. So you weren't getting triple-double production from anybody that you traded away before the deadline. And as much as good as DeAndre was, he wasn't doing it. And I can tell you, Bogey was almost non-existent in the last month and a half, 2 months of his career in Atlanta.
Does that now give you maybe more of a positive outlook through the next half of this season?
It depends on what you define as a positive outlook. I agree
with what you're about to say.
Jalen Johnson's injury means there was nothing real you're going to achieve this year.
Yes.
However, do I still feel like there's a glimmer of hope? Am I more positive today than I was before the trade deadline that you could get to the sixth seed and not have to be in the play-in round? Yes, I do. I have a little bit better feeling because I am seeing real production. I mean, guys, they scored almost 150 points last night. Trey dropped 38 and 19, and you had multiple guys score 20 points last night.
Let me tell you something else I didn't expect. I didn't expect to feel a sigh of relief that I'm not waiting for the other shoe to drop when it comes to DeAndre Hunter. Like, I kept watching DeAndre Hunter throughout the first half of the season and thinking, okay, does he revert at some point back to DeAndre Hunter? And to his credit, kept stepping up to the plate every single time that I had that kind of pause and that thought process going through my head. But yet, without seeing him in a Hawks uniform and with him being shipped out, I have this new breath of fresh air of, I don't know these guys. I don't know their downsides. So I'm just hoping for the best from the guys you brought in. And Caris LeVert, to your point, has been very good. And with the injuries they've sustained, are extremely lucky to have a guy like that.
And let's not mince words. Everybody that was upset that DeAndre was traded when he was, they wanted him gone for a couple years. Most people didn't want him re-signed. Oh, they waste all that money. He only gave, you know, till this season, the shining moment in his career was a playoff game against the Heat where I think he dropped 27. And at the time, it was like his career high. Like, that was his best moment. Other than that, he was a defender, a primary defender who did that well, but he was a guy looked at as a disappointment. Someone that shouldn't be here anymore, that should be used to trade away. And you traded him away at the highest part, as far as the highest point in his career for what his value was to other teams, which is something, again, that media and fans complain they did not do with John Collins. So, and it's like we all talked about this Friday. And so What were we up in arms at just a week ago about?
It goes back to the whole Brad Rowland poll that I was talking about, and shout out to him because I thought it was hilarious. His poll was, would you rather the Hawks make a move that you don't like or make no move at all? And like 40-some-odd percent were like, I'd rather make a move I don't like because at least it brings something fresh to our perspective about the direction the team's going.
Look, we are going to react to things that happen with our teams as they happen. That's okay. But that point, when we don't know, and I'll be the first to admit that I had to study about LeVert and Terrence Mann, and I knew about Niang. I knew about Niang. I had watched. That was one guy in the trade I knew about.
That you knew.
But maybe we should take a page. Boy, hell might freeze over here. Out of Tiffany's book. And wait and see a little bit, or study before
that's
we instant.
That's two things for me. You need to clip this week
before we instantly just throw up in our mouths and start screaming about how bad of a move it is. Right?
Yeah, maybe.
Because when I first saw Mann and LeVert, I had to text Dylan. Dylan, tell me why I shouldn't be upset. And then Dylan goes, go read. And I did. And Dylan had some sense in him. He does.
Well, speaking of throwing up,
you know what you're talking about.
Speaking
sometimes.
Of throwing up in your mouth a little bit, we got it mic'd up to get to. All right, shout out to the NASCAR driver bracket. This is the final four has been cut down and moved on from Noah Gregson today. And the final four is set, man. So,
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, tell me something. Final four is Ross Chastain, William Byron, friend of the show, Shane Van Gisbergen, and Chris Buescher.
I don't know if I can deal live in a world where you're a Noah Gregson fan.
Yeah, well, he got moved on from, so no need to worry about
good,
that. William Byron beat him out today, so be talking about that tomorrow. We'll reveal the final two tomorrow on the show.
I'd rather live in a world where you're a Noah Gregson fan than a William Byron fan.
Yeah. Friend of the show, William Byron.
Yeah.
Don't you sleep on him.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? I'll say this. He's made me sleep on him because he actually made me like the 22 driver more than him.
Okay. Well, there you go. I'm glad you got that off your chest. We'll be at the AmBetter Health 400 next weekend. Make sure you guys are getting your tickets at LandMotorspeedway.com. Is there any, before I tell this story, any icks that y'all need to get off your chest? Anybody have one that you're like absolute non-starter? Could be anything that a person does or that you have to deal with? Anything like that?
You picked up your headphones quite fast, Dylon.
I'm sure Simone has an ick for you, though.
Yeah, I'm sure I know she has Nick for me, but
he doesn't want to get
in
trouble.
I can't think of any off the top of my head, no.
Yeah. Okay, so let me start.
Hold on, maybe not even how you never get your way.
I get
that's
my
not
way.
Really an ick.
That's not an ick. That's not an ick.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
Just, that's just a bone to pick.
The ick is I don't get my way.
Yeah, that's not an ick. All right, so here's how this conversation. First of all, my wife rarely ever calls me from work, right? She rarely ever calls me from work. And yesterday she dialed me up in the middle of the day, and I was like, hey, what's going on? Calls me from my office phone. Hey, what's going on? I'm like, oh, nothing, just chilling out. She goes, hey, I have to ask you something. Would you, if I asked you, ever be willing to cut my toenails? And I was like, dude. I said, do what? I was like, probably not. I said, now, is this a one-off thing, or are you asking me from like now on? She goes, I guess a one-off. I said, yeah. I don't know. Like, probably not. I would not want to do that. She goes, how about if I offered you $1,000 to cut my toenails one time? I was like, for $1,000? Yeah, give me the clippers. I'm going in on these things.
Yeah,
like,
but
no problem at
that
all
money
for $1,000.
From? It's probably coming out of your own bank account.
Yeah,
so.
No, she makes way more money than I do. I got news for you.
Okay.
No.
I didn't know if you shared them, you know.
No. So it's funny because she started getting this, and I said, wait, where did this even come from? And she was like, we were at lunch with the girls yesterday talking about your icks. And she goes, there is no way that I would ever be able to move further in my relationship with my husband if he ever asked me to cut his toenails and I had to cut his toenails. And I was like, dude, how does this kind of thing even come up? So I guess yesterday they went around the room and started revealing their kind of icks about their husband. And that happened to be my wife's. And I had no idea. She said, even with $1,000 on the table, and she said maybe even $10,000 on the table, she would not be able to, at one point, cut my toenails. She said, for the rest of our relationship, she would never be able to move past that. I told her, for 10 grand, dude, I'll whatever I got to cut them with, I would cut her toenails for $10,000. There's
no
problem.
That's not really an ick either, though. Like, it's like.
Toenails are not an ick?
An ick would be my husband cuts his toenails in the bed. That's someone you're dating cuts their toenails in the bed. That's like the ick. I even hate the word ick, but that is more in line with like what it would be.
So Boke what would hate. You call it then?
That's just kind of like one of those, would you ever do this for that kind of money? Like Bo, you could ask Bo, would you ever lick the bottom of your foot for 10 grand? Like, that's not really in the... Like,
would you lick the bottom of your wife's foot for 10 grand? Absolutely.
But that's not really like an ick. That's more like a fear factor. That's more like a fear factor.
I
mean, an ick would be...
I don't know. I think that's
where
an ick.
You would hate that you sit at the table with Amy and she... You hate the way she swallows her water. It just grosses you out. That is what an ick is.
I will tell you, for a long time, mine was hair on the shower wall. Like, I don't know if y'all ever deal with that. It, like, when
that's
when,
an it's in the ick category.
Why is that any different?
Because the action of, like, asking, would you ever do this for X amount of money isn't really an ick. The ick is the action of my husband, like, picks his nose in bed.
I kind of agree with
Tiffany. I'm not following. I'm trying to,
she's
though.
Saying, she's saying An ick isn't something that you're bet to do. An ick is is a tick that you're
it's something that you're putting up with.
Something grosses you out. Okay, I think I'm following. All right, so it's just that toenails gross her out so bad that I didn't realize that that was what would send her over the edge. Like, to me, toenails, I'm like, it's just toenails. Like, I don't have gross feet, I don't think.
Would an ick be like...
Kind of oddly shaped, but...
And that, this is actually a serious question. would an ick be like a habit they have, but not like not like swallowing your water wrongly?
For sure.
But like... Say if now I'm not saying mine does this, but if your significant other,
this man's treading so lightly right now.
This man trying to stay out of the doghouse.
Doesn't load the dishwasher to your liking. Would that be an ick?
That's an ick. I feel like that's an ick.
But isn't ick supposed to be like something that grosses you out? Like it kind of just gives you
I think it could be anything that like annoys you.
Ick. That's what the definition of like ick.
Yeah, but I don't think it has to be a gross you out kind of thing. I just think it's like a non-starter when it comes to a relationship.
Well, it does kind of gross me out when I open the dishwasher and there's not. If I open the dishwasher and it wouldn't be used to maximum.
But why do you say ick? You say ick when something's gross. So, if the dishwasher stinks every time that it's not, I don't know, loaded properly or that it hasn't been run.
So none of y'all in here have, like, non-starters. What do you got?
I actually have a couple of icks.
Okay, go ahead.
So, one, the shower in the – not, like, either not getting off the wall or not – if you have a lot of hair droppings in the shower, that's an huge ick. Because please pick that up. I'm not trying to have your hair all
like
up in
just
the shower.
A ball of the hair.
Yes, I hate that. Yes.
I've got like, because I wear my hair curly sometimes, I've got like a catcher thing, so when I wash my hair in the shower, it catches all of it.
Please fix that situation before I get in the shower. Please.
That doesn't bother me.
That would be an ick. Hair grosses me.
You know what bothers me more? And we've talked about this.
What grinds my gears?
Is when...
It's been a lot of Family Guy references.
We're going somewhere and we're both, hey, you go and get in the shower and then I'll get in after you because I know I'm quicker. If the mat at the shower is wet. When people don't... If you don't dry your feet off...
It's kind of like a warm toilet seat in the public bathroom. Toilet seat in the public bathroom? Is that what you're
also
too? It's not that bad because I would just go in my pants.
Super, super quick.
I'm not a warm toilet seat.
Another very quick ick that Simone actually does, and I will call her out for it. Like, she'll be on her phone, and she'll be so deep on her phone. I ask her a question. She'll literally respond like 30 seconds later, which is like,
that's frustrating.
Like, that's an ick.
That's more of an annoyance, not an ick. Act of being like gross.
Maybe I am using the word wrong. I don't know.
Hey, you can tell us what your icks are.
And be I don't need all the weird stuff. You know what I mean?
If you have an ick and you want to anonymously call and share some stuff about your spouse without getting in trouble, you can do that here. It's a safe place.
No, your name on it. Nuh-uh. No anonymous reports. Put your name on it.
Nah. You didn't put your name on anything,
call
Amy.
Us
I don't want to hear from you.
404-726-0929. Wake up calls next on the morning shift from Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.